right. Now let us go to the conference line and speak with Reverend John Carmichael, President of the Church of Scientology of New York. Good morning, Reverend.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Where is the church here in New York?
The church is located at 227 West 46th Street. It's right off Times Square. I heard some of the earlier talk, and nobody has asked what Scientology is. And I have to tell you, it's an
applause. That's why we have you here.
Excellent.
All right.
Well, Rabbi Potasnik, you and I know each other from mm-hmm. Ground Zero.
Right.
And from other places, so you know that...
Well, wait a minute, when you say from other places, people think, what other places do they know each other from?
Last time we greeted each other was
on the street.
Columbus Circle.
That's right, on the street, so we know each other from legitimate other places.
There we go.
So let me make that clear in case I have family or friends listening, okay.
Fair enough. Right. So you have some idea of our involvement, when Ground Zero happened, when the World Trade Center disaster happened, we had volunteer ministers helping more than 800 mm-hmm. circulated through the area, and the volunteer ministers were out there helping the disaster workers, mm-hmm. helping the rescue
yep.
workers.
Yeah. Yes, you were. I mean, let me state emphatically that when I was at 9/11, I would regularly, religiously see people from the Church of Scientology who were there to help. That there should be no misunderstanding about that. Why do you think there are those who will criticize and condemn the Church of Scientology?
You know, sir, truthfully, I have to say that it's the same reason that there are people who preach against any religion. David Turetsky, who was on there, and I'm not going to address what he has to say, except to say that the man studies rats' brains. I couldn't believe his hypocrisy to address what organized religion does. The man is an atheist. He's an avowed atheist, and he thinks that to understand people, you study the brains of rats. In Scientology, we have a different viewpoint, and it may be a new viewpoint, but it's one that's shared by real religions, and that is that man is a spiritual being, and that he deserves respect, and that he has an impulse, and that when you treat man as a spirit, you're better. When you treat man as an animal, when you treat him as a bunch of chemicals, then you're degrading man and you're harming him.
But let me mention this to you. I think that a number of people who are offended, and rightly so, by Tom Cruise going after Brooke Shields. She had gone through postpartum depression. Tom Cruise, I believe, is a high school dropout. For Tom Cruise to present himself as some kind of authority on this subject, I think is really inappropriate.
Well, let me just say that at the same time, not to comment on what he had to say, but to say more generally, at the same time the FDA was issuing warnings, they just issued a new warning about antidepressants, saying that anyone prescribing them should watch out for suicidal tendencies.
And John,
a warning on
John, but there's a stimulus. Difference. John, there's a difference between the FDA and Tom Cruise. What are his credentials in speaking about antidepressants?
Again, you really have to talk to Tom Cruise about that. All I can say is that he was speaking out on a matter that a lot of that doctors, not psychiatrists, but genuine medical doctors, have complained about themselves. The FDA warnings come from people who have studied the damage that is being done by these drugs. So I think that he's in good company, that's for sure.
We're talking with Reverend John Carmichael, President of the Church of Scientology of New York.
Reverend Carmichael, let me take you back to a question you started to answer just a couple of minutes ago. And what is Scientology? What exactly is it?
Scientology is an applied religious philosophy that helps an individual understand who they are, how they can help other people. It helps them regain their self-respect and respect for other people. It helps them deal with the problems that people have every day. And those problems are moral problems, they're spiritual problems, and in some cases they're just the problems of living. How to make a better marriage, how to help your kids, how to deal with a drug problem. All those things can be addressed in Scientology, and Scientology is very effective in dealing with them. Not because I say so, not because somebody else says so, but because you can go in. Any individual can come into a Church of Scientology. We're open from 9 in the morning till 10 o'clock at night, 7 days a week. come in and find out what it's about and see whether or not it works, because millions of people have and millions of people say it does work.
What about the people who claim that they were ripped off, that their savings were taken from them? A bank was called, one of the callers mentioned earlier. It really robbed them of their fiscal security because they were told if they want to get better, they got to pay for that therapy, and very expensive therapy it was.
Well, you know, there will be naysayers about anything and people who want to tell stories. I can just say that their testimony is contradicted by hundreds of thousands of people who say that Scientology has in effect saved their lives. No one in Scientology says that in order to improve your life, you need to pay anything. If you pick up that book, Dianetics of Modern Science and Mental Health, by L. Ron Hubbard, the bestseller, you can get it at libraries. We made a lot of effort to put it in libraries, in schools, and so forth. You can
wasn't
pick
he
up
a
that
dropout?
Book and use it for nothing.
Wasn't he a dropout in school?
I'm sorry?
Wasn't he a dropout?
Who?
Hubbard. Didn't he drop out of school?
Yeah, he did. He left. He traveled widely when he was a young man. He was in George Washington University. He left to go on an expedition in the Caribbean, the Caribbean Motion Picture Expedition. He took a bunch of his classmates with him. He was already supporting himself as a writer. And he went to the Caribbean on an expedition. In fact, he became an explorer. He did a mineralogical expedition in Puerto Rico, and he became part of the New York Explorers Club, which, as you may know, is the real deal. He carried the Explorers Club three times. Mm-hmm. And the Explorers Club is the real explorers. That's people like Sir Edmund Hillary.
All right, we're talking with Reverend John Carmichael, president of the Church of Scientology of New York.
Reverend Carmichael, a number of people have spoken this morning about Scientology and aliens. What's up with that? Do you believe in alien forces?
Well, I'll tell you this for sure. Your problems are not from outer space. Your problems are from right around you. If an individual looks at the way he treats other people and the way he respects himself, then he can improve things.
Yeah,
Scientology is... Now, let me be very clear about this.
Yeah.
Scientology, I think, as you started mentioning people from the movie theater, as Steven Spielberg even said recently that he thought it was silly not to think that there are other people in other places. And I think anybody who considers the number of planets that there are probably in the universe thinks that there are people or some life forms elsewhere. But Scientology deals with the here and now. It deals with literacy, for instance. We have a reach-out program not designed to get people into Scientology, but to help individuals in inner cities, in rural areas even, a program called Applied Scholastics. There are 250 groups in 29 countries. They're all over the world.
Well, yeah, the Catholic Church has Catholic charities too, but we also have a theology. And what I'm asking you is, do you teach that there are alien influences upon the world and teach people to discern those?
No, we're not dealing
who
with...
Who is Xenu? X-E-N-U.
There is no such person. I would say that, number one. But I know what you're referring to, and you're trying to get into some matters which you would say are esoteric, if you like. There are certain matters in the church that we don't discuss until people have studied before they...
Well, I can go on a website and see it. Why? It's available. It's not hidden.
You know, you can do that, and I can access material from the Kabbalah.
Yeah.
But I'm told by my Jewish friends that to properly understand the Kabbalah, you need to have certain studies beforehand, and that you need to be of a certain.
All right, but what you're saying, what you said to Father Keenan is, no, we're troubled about what goes on in this world. We're not talking about alien forces, right? Yeah.
But then
you talked about, but we can't talk about the alien force named Xenu yet.
Now, I'm saying that there's nothing central about all that material that we're talking about. If there is material in Scientology, mm-hmm. which can only be discussed after people have studied mm-hmm. and are prepared for it, then that is not central to the Church of Scientology. Because what we're talking about in Scientology, I said in applied religious philosophy, it's one you use. That's why we have programs to help with literacy, the why we have problems to help with drug problems. There are 50 centers.
Let me just tell you, we're talking with Reverend John Carmichael, president of the Church of Scientology of New York. What is an e-meter?
An e-meter is an electronic device. It's a spiritual aid. It's a sensitive meter that helps the Scientology minister locate areas of stress or spiritual travail. You can see one if you want to on the streets of New York.
But if I want to take a stress test, shouldn't I be going to a doctor?
Well, not if you want to talk about spiritual or mental stress, if you like. That you should check. You should talk to the person at a Dianetics booth. And if you want to deal with mental stress and the things that cause you problems, you should read Dianetics of Modern Science and Mental Health, which incidentally is not, we would say, not in conflict with any other religion. Scientology's basic, our creed, includes respect for all of the religions.
Yeah, so we encourage people to go to doctors. We encourage people to, you know, to seek out doctors who are proficient in areas of treatment.
Well, so do we. Wait, this is not Christian Science.
Mm-hmm.
Scientologists are lawyers.
Is there any charge?
There are all kinds of people.
Is there a charge for the use of the e-meter?
Well, you can get a stress test. There's certain kinds of counseling using an e-meter for which there's a charge, and there are certain kinds that there aren't.
What's the charge?
Depends.
What? Depends on what? What if it depends?
Depends on
the insurance you have? What does it depend on? What?
If I ask you for, is there a charge for the high holy days or
yes,
or,
yes, I can tell you yes or no. What does it cost? I can tell you to get a ticket for certain synagogues. This is the amount. If you don't have it, you don't have to pay. What's the amount? What's the set amount?
Good. If you come into the Church of Scientology and you want to get auditing, which is a kind of counseling in Dianetics,
right.
You can take a basic, you have a basic seminar
right.
for $35, and you learn to give and receive Dianetics.
All right, what about the e-meter? How much does it cost me to have the e-meter used?
You can get an e-meter there are kinds of counseling that cost nothing
mm-hmm.
that use an e-meter, and there are kinds of counseling that cost thousands of dollars mm-hmm. which use the e-meter, mm-hmm. and that's your choice.
But how much is the e-meter?
Well, you can't buy an e-meter unless you're a minister, so it doesn't. That's irrelevant.
So you have an e-meter?
I don't have one right now.
I'm gonna get one after this interview.
So I use one that's in there. But if somebody is interested in the e-meter, come on in. I'll give you a demonstration.
All right, we're talking with Reverend John Carmichael of the Church of Scientology. We got to wrap this up because we have another segment. But I want to thank you for coming on the air. Look, you've taken some heat.
Yeah.
You've responded to it. You know, when you're in a position of public leadership, you become accustomed to addressing those who will criticize you, and people have to decide who's credible, who is not. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
All right, John Carmichael, Reverend, Church of Scientology. Do we have the, yes, we do. That
yes,
music.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. So what are we, today, anything going on besides the traffic?
Let me check my
e-meter. Triathlons. We have any marathons?
Let me look at the
e-meter.
Hold on.
I mean, what do we do with all of those sunglasses for $2 and those back rubs for $5 from people who didn't get through school or whatever? What are we doing? Anything
I'm looking at the e-meter. Hold on.
Yeah. Get that e-meter on. All right. What about the roads?
The roads, especially on Long Island, Rabbi, not good this morning here on the...